You just wanna be yo. I just wanna be me. You just wanna be yo. I just wanna be me. You just wanna be yo. I just wanna be me. Thank you.
This band played at Cus Cus Hall. About 400 people were at the show. The rock show was awesome. The jam was excellent.
Newborn Turks. Newborn Turks. Newborn Turks. Newborn Turks.
The band played it on. The band got down like a magic kiss. The crowd roared like a lion. The rock show was kicking a mule's ass. Over at last, a lot of people met the band. The rock and roll was perfect. The jam was whooping a horse's ass.
New Bomb Turks.
Rock over London, rock on Chicago, Wrigley Field. Come on and see the Cubbies play.
Degenerate hermaphrodite known as Fishcunt Sam claimed he was realize he's a perfect gentleman in every sense of the word. He's kind and good, which means nothing to the likes of you. Spare ass animals. These creatures had developed in the region where the priests carried out strange rites. They built boxes from moist, fresh bones of healthy ewes, captives from neighboring tribes. Pregnant women were placed in the boxes and left on the peak for a period of 3 hours. Often the women died, but those who survived usually produced monsters. The priests considered these monstrosities a way of humiliating the human race before the gods in the hope of diverting their anger. These horrible freaks were highly prized and they lived in the temple. The women who gave birth to the most monsters received gold stars, which they were authorized to wear on ceremonial occasions. Once a month, they held a great festival in which everyone gathered in a round stone temple, open at the top, and prostrated themselves on the floor, assuming the most disgusting and degraded positions possible, so that the gods would see they were not attempting to elevate themselves above their station. The habit of living in filth and humiliation finally occasioned a plague, a form of acute leprosy that depopulated the area. The surviving freaks, who seemed immune to the plague, I decided to receive as an object lesson in how far human kicks can go.
Da, da, da. output link penalty tax in my next monthly budget, your corpulence.
The doctor must be behind it. I sense the vicious doctrine of egalitarianism, hey?
Everyone knows your senses are infallible, your plumber.
Have the two gods reported from main control yet?
No, your omnipresence. My underling Marn is investigating.
Not good enough, hey? Not good enough. I am noting your work, Reed.
I will instigate action myself, your aggrandizement. Instantly, immediately.
You'll never believe this, Bishop, but I'm really beginning to enjoy myself.
Yeah, better without PCM, isn't it?
We'll never pay breathing tax to the company again.
No, we'll pay no more taxes, brother. The gatherer's got his last town mar up with us.
I feel so good, like a new man.
Keep an eye on the corridor, Cordo. You'll be a dead new man.
Well, all right, Mandrill, I know. K9's got it covered. I wonder what's happening in the subways and dormers.
Well, theoretically, the dispersion rate of the PCM should be slower down there, but there should be something happening by now.
If the work units turn, the guards will really have their hands full.
Come on, move yourselves. The call for work is hot. Work.
Gather an order.
We're on strike, brother. Join us or get out.
Who said that? Who was it?
Me. Nobody works today.
Nobody works today.
Mutiny against the company. You've just earned yourself an early death day citizen.
No.
Why not?
No, don't kill him. He hasn't done you any harm.
Then I shall kill him before he dies.
No. Get up. Come on. Get
up. Doctor, the last one I spared got away and warned his comrades. That is why I was captured.
Then we'll make sure this one doesn't get away. Yeah. Look at me.
Look at me!
Now listen. It's your sleep time. Sleep time. You're feeling very sleepy. Very sleepy. It's your sleep time. You will go to sleep and stay asleep until I tell you to wake up. Until I tell you to wake up. Come on. Wake up.
How did you do that?
What's that? It's just a knack. You've either got it or you haven't.
Doctor!
What is it?
Where the grey one, the collector sat.
What? Like a spider in the middle of a web?
Yes.
I understand all this. He has a computer feeding and analyzing the daily returns to meet Macropolis. Suppose he wants to broadcast some pleasing bit of news, Like the imposition of a double vision tax on people with more than one eye. Well, then he feeds it into there.
No, he fed it into here.
You did? I fear the situation is worsening, your grossness.
Laxity, hey, laxity and weakness. You have shown them too much kindness. A grave error of judgment. Grinding oppression of the masses is the only policy that pays dividends.
Your orotundity. My Magro guards are outnumbered by the rabble. If I could have two divisions of the inner retinue.
The sole task of the inner retinue is to protect my person. You've mishandled the situation, Hayd. As for your ambition to become tax master general, after this, forget it.
Your Honor.
What is it, Mom?
I've just heard that some of the work units have gone to the roof of Block 40 to have a look at our son.
Outrageous! Sacrilege! The work units are absolutely forbidden to see the light of the sun. It's far too good for them. I'll soon deal with this.
The combat situation is escalating. Those idiots have let it get out of hand. It's imperative that I return to the palace to implement my contingency plans.
But, Excellency, there's fighting in the...
Quiet! The inner retinue will march around me in close order. Their bodies will shield me. Now, hurry!
Thank you. That should do it.
Doctor!
Hmm?
What is this?
Listen to me.
The PCM in the atmosphere has fallen to 3 parts in 1,000.
Attention all citizens. Attention all citizens. Stand by for an important public bulletin. Metropolis One is now under the management of the Citizens' Revolution. The collector, the tax gatherer, and all other company officials are to be arrested on site.
It's happened.
All guards are ordered to lay down their arms and join their fellow citizens in peaceful cooperation.
Citizens, I elect to join the revolution.
The rule of the company is ending. All workplaces will remain closed until further notice. Long live the revolution.
Wrong. That bulletin was fixed. It was the doctor trying to push things on a bit.
They'll bring the whole city onto our side. I don't know that we're hesitating.
Yes, we've got the guns. We should get out and help them.
What do you think, Bishop?
Cordo's right. The fight has moved on from here.
Singe, you can run things down here.
I suppose so, but leave K-9 guarding the corridor, eh, just in case?
Yes, of course.
You there! What are you scum doing up here? Abominable crime, an outrage. Leave here at once, you hear me?
It's a gatherer. It's a gatherer!
I order you to leave. You paid the LA. Keep back. Don't you dare! I'm an official of the company.
Let him come on.
Who?
The same to the collector when we find him, won't we, citizens?
Yeah!
Kindly make less noise.
Oh, I was just checking the books.
Your appearance is not unexpected.
I'm not the auditor. I'm the doctor.
I know. you intend to kill me as you see I'm unarmed?
No, I won't kill you. Just close you down.
An idle boat. Other competitors have tried. Would you care to see our prospectus?
Yeah, delighted. Company is solidly based. With a widely diversified operational field, yes.
You're a fool, Doctor. I shall have you steamed for your interference.
Yes, I cut the answering service not to interrupt our little conference.
Very well. I see I underestimated you. What are your terms?
Tell me about the company.
You're interested. Oh, an excellent outfit to work for, Doctor. Progress from medium to senior management level can be remarkably rapid for the talented executive.
Yes, cut the sales talk. Where's the head office?
Usurious.
Oh. I might have guessed from your squiddy little eyes.
You are acquainted with our species?
Oh, yes. The Usurians are listed in Professor Thripted's Flora and Fauna of the Universe under poisonous fungi.
I don't entirely like your attitude. If you want to get on in the company, you have to... What? Are you mad?
Quite mad. Mad as a hatter. Tell me. How did you get control of humanity?
A normal business operation. The company was looking for property in this sector. Earth was running down, its people dying. We made a deal.
Go.
Yes. We moved them all to Mars. After our engineers had made that planet habitable for their species.
And then taxed the life out of them. I mean, to recover your capital costs.
Quite so. Then, when the resources of Mars were exhausted in their turn, we created a new environment for them here on Pluto.
What about the four intervening planets?
No, they weren't considered viable by our engineers.
So then you really put the screws on. I mean, the running costs must be very high.
6 suns to be fueled and serviced.
6 suns? 6? My. Huh? And so when this planet's exhausted, you can move your slave labor force elsewhere?
Alas, no. There is nowhere else that is economic. This branch will close.
Leaving the humans to die.
When the suns run down, yes. A matter of a few years without fuel. They're not a good workforce in any case. Many of our other operations produce a much higher return with less labor.
You blood-sucking leech. You won't stop till you own the entire galaxy, will you, huh? Don't you think commercial imperialism is as bad as military conquest?
We have tried war, but the use of economic power is far more effective.
The revolution's getting nearer. What's the company policy on that?
It will be quelled. Business will continue as usual.
Oh, wake up. Look at the facts.
I know the facts.
You and a handful of bureaucrats won't put the people back in chains now.
Then they will die.
Hmm? Oh, it's you again. What did I say?
Our conference has gone on too long, Doctor. It is time to implement contingency plan A. This switch controls the sprinkler valves throughout the city.
Graham, stop there. I don't think that'll damp down this revolution.
The sprinklers will release dionane, a deadly poison. Within 10 seconds, everyone in the city will be dead.
Except you.
Exactly. I do not breathe air.
No. But this chap at my shoulder, he breathes air. What?
Kill him!
Don't be a fool.
God, kill him!